Now, in a surprise move, Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the military to start withdrawing a part of its forces from Syria. This comes as the warring Syrian sides have launched fresh talks aimed at resolving more than 5-year conflict in the Arab country. Some analysts say the Russian decision is ill-timed and could embolden foreign-backed terrorists. More details in this report.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a partial pullout of troops from Syria, saying the Russian forces have largely fulfilled their objective in the crisis-hit Arab country. While announcing the troop withdrawal, the Russian president insisted that the move is aimed at intensifying Moscow's role in the Syria peace process. However, the decision has been a big surprise for both opposition groups and their Western and Arab backers. The Saudi-backed Syrian opposition, known as the High Negotiations Committee, was quick to welcome the Kremlin's move, saying it would give peace talks a positive push. France and Germany also gave their positive nod, but Washington said it will have to wait and see the exact Russian intentions. US President Barack Obama even talked on the phone with Putin following his announcement.
But I think this is sending a message to the world that once the Russians move decisively and they're prepared to do so again, but also that they're withdrawing and they're, I guess, putting pressure on all the parties, certainly the Syrian government, to come up with some sort of a peace process.
The Syrian government, on its part, says Russia's partial pullout was coordinated with Damascus, ruling out any rift between Damascus and Moscow being behind the decision. In a statement, President Bashar al-Assad said the two sides had been discussing the decision for some time. That's probably clear from Putin's own words that his decision will not affect Russia's airbase and naval facility in Syria. The Russian ambassador to the United Nations said Moscow's military presence will continue to make sure that the ceasefire is maintained in Syria. The Syrian army has also stressed that anti-terror operations will continue alongside allies, including Russia, until security is fully restored across the country. Meanwhile, some analysts say the abrupt Russian decision may embolden terrorist groups, including Daesh and Nusra Front, operating in the country. The vacuum created by Russian air power could also give the West and its regional allies, such as Turkey and Saudi Arabia, to push ahead with their so-called Plan B, or military intervention in Syria.
I believe it is an extremely ill-fated and naive gesture. This will only embolden the forces opposed against them. I think it will doom the peace talks to fail. At the very least, Russia's mission, real mission accomplished, should have included at the very least, substantial territory recovered.
This was also reflected in the UN envoy's remarks.
I don't know whether anyone else has a plan B here. I'm only aware of a plan A. The alternative, to my knowledge, would be regrettably returning to where we were.
The effects of the Russian move is likely to be seen in coming days as intra-Syrian dialogue is underway in Geneva. The negotiations are the first since a partial and fragile ceasefire went into force late last month. Whether the warring sides are able to find a durable solution or drag the country into further mayhem by letting foreign powers play their divisive game is a matter only time can tell.